Need to order, please join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, good morning. It looks cloudy, looks like it's gonna rain, I don't know. We don't want rain tomorrow though, do we?
No rain tomorrow.
No rain tomorrow. Today we'll take it. We'll begin the agenda with proclamation. Mindy Shepler, you wanna come forward?
She doesn't really want to.
Mindy, it's our pleasure to be able to proclaim September 9th through the September 15th as National Suicide Prevention Week. And it is really just whenever you deal with something like this, that it's just such a tragedy that with a little bit of awareness, a little bit of help, maybe it could be averted. And we applaud your efforts to make more people aware that there is help available. My wife and I have a dear friend who passed on tragically, and this weekend she is going to be able to walk into the light 5K walk up in Columbus that she's
nice.
Going to in her honor. So we're very much concerned about this and very happy to proclaim this as National Suicide Prevention Week, and wish you the best and continue your best efforts to help people who are struggling with this disease and this feeling of helplessness, that there is help there, and we'd be happy to do whatever we can to make your efforts more successful.
Thank you. We just appreciate the acknowledgement, and for whatever reason, we're not really sure why, we receive between like 12 and 13,000 calls a year, and those used to be between like 20 and 30 calls a month dealing with suicide, and that's between like 75 and 90 now. Just like in the past year, it's jumped that much. So obviously, we believe the work that we're doing is incredibly important, and we have on several occasions in the past several months been able to intervene and get emergency rescue squads there to stop the person in the act. So it does make a difference.
Incredible highs of satisfaction and incredible lows of
comes with the territory, but
successful.
So. Yeah. So we do thank you for this acknowledgement. We appreciate it.
Like to jump
in? No.
Just really appreciate your efforts. Thank you.
Here's the proclamation.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
We appreciate it.
Next is a proclamation presentation to Liberty Township trustees. So we have Christine and Dave here. Dave, boy, a coat and tie. This is, we are in, you know, usually we have a coat and tie and you come in with, you know, gardening greens, you know.
Dave likes to keep us on, you know, off guard. That's what it is.
Now he keeps us on our toes as well. So,
yeah.
but with us today also, in addition to Dave Kern and myself, we have Rick Plummer, our director of services, and John West, our director of zoning and planning. And what we'd like to do is, I can read through this a little bit on the proclamation, but I think what give a little bit of background. To express our appreciation for what is happening in our community and with the cooperation that we have had with the county on putting in our hike and bike trails. Back in 1997, Liberty Township put together a formal Trails Initiative, and we've been working on it ever since. We recently have worked with the Butler County Engineer's Office to make sure that our Trails Initiative is in the Butler County Thoroughfare Plan when it comes to the hike and bike trails in the county. And we've also been working with the Butler County Soil and Water people because and the Environmental Services people simply because we had one area that we were able to connect a neighborhood recently, Ravenswood, and some additional neighborhoods that adjoin Ravenswood with several of the parks, and it's part of our trail system. So, and we did bring some maps, if you know, to show some of the, if you can see on the bottom over here, the lower map, which you also have a copy of, that shows the Trails Initiative for all of Liberty Township on what we hope to accomplish for the major trails within the township. These are trails that will be part of the Miami to Miami trail system that we worked with the cities of Mason, Deerfield Township, City of Hamilton, City of Fairfield, Fairfield Township, and Westchester Township, and a number of other organizations on putting together the Miami to Miami. But our trail system in our township shows more than what the Miami to Miami shows, simply because when we did the Miami to Miami, we didn't show all of the auxiliary trails. It was just mainly connecting the Great Miami to the Little Miami. But our trail system will hook into this and will be part of this so that our residents can and will be able to, instead of getting in their car and driving from one neighborhood to another or going to the park, they can possibly just take their bikes and ride on over to the park or walk to the parks. So it gives them a little bit more safe access to the parks and helps our environment a little bit too, as well as giving them some exercise. The upper map shows the trail that we are in the process of completing. It's just a segment with the help of the commissioners in granting the easement next to the water tower. This is on the road that you see going north and south there adjacent to 129 is Van Gordon Road. And on each side of Van Gordon, on the north side of the highway there, we have Fort Liberty Playland and the Reserves Park. To the south side of the highway there, well, I'm saying south because, yes, that would be the south. I'm trying to get my directions going. But on the south side, we do have the Wetland Park. And that was something that was put in once 129 was put in. So as you can see, we're connecting neighborhoods and parks, and it's one of the phases that we have in our trail system. So with that, I'd like to formally thank the Butler County Commissioners. You've generously donated a public access easement at the water tower located on Van Gordon adjacent to the Ravenwood subdivision to use for the continued expansion of Liberty Township's hike, bike, trail connections. Liberty Township Board of Trustees has included a hike, bike, trail connection vision for the township in its comprehensive master plan in an effort to promote and create synergy between neighborhoods as well as provide a variety of attractive and viable park amenities for the community. A Liberty Township Trails Initiative began in 1997 to assure the preservation of greenways throughout the township for public use and enjoyment to connect community areas of the township with a safe corridor for pedestrian and bicycle traffic and to connect the township to neighboring bicycle and pedestrian networks. The Butler County Board of Commissioners donation has allowed the township to build a quarter mile section of hike bike trail, which provides more residential access to the Reserves Park, Fort Liberty Park, and Wetlands Park. Moreover, this newly built section of hike bike trail is another Liberty Township and Butler County contribution to the Miami to Miami connection. The proposed 84-mile trail system connecting the Great Miami River Path with the Little Miami Scenic Trail. We, the Liberty Township Board of Trustees, Butler County, Ohio, do hereby wish to show its appreciation of the Butler County Board of Commissioners' generous donation. Liberty Township Board of Trustees, Butler County, Ohio, wish to thank the Butler County Board of Commissioners for its assistance in promoting conservation, development, and providing a wonderful recreational opportunity for Liberty Township and for all those who can take advantage of the valuable resources. So with that, I would like to present you with this proclamation.
Well, thank you very much. Usually we're on the giving end. Receiving a proclamation is very nice. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Chris. Thank you. Thank you, David. Appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Hey, always good to see you.
Good to see you.
Nice seeing you.
Hi, Dave.
You know, thank you very much for this proclamation, and please extend our thanks to Pat also. I know being involved in the Hamilton bike path from Hamilton down to Joyce Park, it's very satisfying to as you drive by to see people on it and using it because it just improves the quality of life of your community, and and I can't wait till it's all finished and completed. So. Thank you, Dave.
I did want to chime in and add sure. Just exactly what you were saying, Greg. The quality of life issue, and it pleases me and amazes me to see the usage these trails get. Expectant mothers doing the exercise their doctors have ordered. Young mothers with the children on strollers. Middle-aged people walking their dogs. Older people whose doctors have told them to walk. Yeah, it's amazing. The use runs the full gamut.
You talk to my doctor?
And so it benefits all the community. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is just another example of our working together. Mm-hmm. We've had so many different projects, and particularly in your area, Liberty Township, at the interchange, and so many things going on. By working together, we can keep those things happening for the citizens of Butler County. It's a great thing. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just like to add that it's so exciting to be able to work with you folks in Liberty Township. I mean, you have a vision, you have a plan, you've got some talented people on staff to implement that plan, and you make us look good. So we're glad to be part of it, glad to be able to help, and we look for many, many, many great things coming in the near future. Thank you.
Yeah, and express our appreciation, as you said, to Pat, if you will. So,
we sure will be
thank you.
Out of town today,
so. Understand.
Okay.
Thank you. 9:40. We'll have Dave. Thank you. Steve. Bye, Chris.
We're right on schedule, aren't we?
Sure.
Yep. Fast ship.
That's right. First item I have for approval is a project called Rialto Crossing. This is a commercial subdivision in Westchester Township. It's three lots.
I move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolliffe?
Yes.
And the second item is a replat of a lot in Jeffers Subdivision, Hanover Township. They're moving the front building line to make way for a garage.
Move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolliffe?
Yes.
Hey, Derek, would you get us some pens that are real fine-pointed like that?
Okay.
I mean, it looks like it. Thank you.
Asking,
all right. Where am I?
Yep.
Much better.
All right.
It's like one big black blur with my one eye.
One's a communication.
Approved minutes from the last meeting. Approved travel and training. Under finance, transfers and appropriations, amended certificates of estimated resources dated August 23rd and August 30th. Under personnel, six CSEA actions. Under development, amend resolution for Shelto and Shelto LLC, changing second lien position to third. Under Job and Family Services, two-child daycare contract, accept payroll and approve contracts with CCCP for purchase of call system services and universal moving and storage for assessment, packing, and of moving services. Under Children's Services, approve amendment to lease agreement with Abilities First Foundation, place payroll on file, hire administrative assistant interim employee. Under Environmental Services, approve OPWC disbursement request number 11 for water main improvement. Release one-year maintenance bonds for Eureka Commercial Park and Ross Estate Section 2. Approve agreement with Test America for correcting error and regulatory reports. Certify unpaid special assessments for sewer improvements to Butler County Auditor for collection. Approve a request for installment payments at 8941 Seminary Street and 6033 Liberty Fairfield Road. Approve reimbursement to M&M Custom Catering for ribbon cutting ceremony. Approve reimbursement to Kroger for refreshment for reception and award ceremony. Approve approve termination of old sanitary sewer easements. Approve employee reclassification to equipment operator. Approve change order for Trenton Lift Station and Force Main replacement. Under engineer, advertise for bids for widening of Hamilton Mason Road. Exchange a bond for reserves of Providence Section 5. Approve agreement with Burgess and Nyepel for architectural engineering services. Cancel performance bonds for Logston Woods Section 2, Logston Woods Section 3, County View, Glenmore Farms 3, Glenmore Farms 2A Phase 2, Weathered Oaks 12B, Glenmore Farms 2A Phase 1, Weathered Oaks 12A, Weathered Oaks 12C, Arbor Crest Section 10. Execute contract 2007-6 with Mount Pleasant Blacktopping. Under miscellaneous, execute contract with Lakeman for GSF North American Janitorial. Award contract for Phase 1 Construction Board of Election Building to Okind Incorporated. Approve contract with IMEX Systems for Oracle Enhancement and Migration System. Approve and execute lease agreements for 800 megahertz tower site with Metro Parks and Westchester Township, also with Hanover Township. Appoint outside legal counsel for case number CV 2007-08-3108. Advertise for bids for Board of Election Phase 2. Approve amendment to Title 4D Provider Service Contract, CSDA, Butler County Sheriff's Office and Domestic Relations Court. Consolidate four bond anticipating no issues for Butler County. Authorize issuance of Cox Road Special Assessment bond anticipation notes for construction improvements. And accept and place on file care facility payroll.
Move for approval.
Is there one?
Yeah, I pulled. I didn't even read it.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
And approve amendment for the sewer system capacity fees for Warren County.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
And going to approve a resolution going to executive session at 10:30 for discussing pending litigation. Need a resolution.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'd just like to mention that the it was pretty exciting yesterday with our groundbreaking for the first additional radio tower for our 800 megahertz system. It shows that things are definitely moving along, and can't wait to have the system in place. It's important to the county.
I just have I'm on American Online this morning, and who's bathroom do I look at? But Jungle Jim's bathroom was voted best bathroom in America.
Was it really?
Yes, yeah. It was. He's got
a lot of play out of that.
Yeah, certainly has. So another attraction to Butler County.
Well,
good publicity.
Yeah, when we took my mother-in-law there, she said, "Man, I got to go use the bathroom." So we'll go over there. She said, "I don't want to go in the portalet." Yeah. I said, "Open up the door."
Yeah. Right. That jungle is something else, isn't he? He just has one idea after another. So we like to offer him our congratulations. So, guess we'll
recess
until 10:30.
Thank you. Or earlier.
Earlier.
Get started.